India has sent a spacecraft into orbit today on a moon mission which would confirm the country as a space power. The Indian Space Research Organization's rocket blasted off from the country's main spaceport in Andhra Pradesh. Space expert Leo Enright joins us. Afternoon, Leo.
Good afternoon, Gavin.
So what's India done?
Well, this is we have a real live space race on our hands because China launched this rather large lander. It's about 2 tons. They launched it out over the Bay of Bengal this morning. Magnificent launch, quite dramatic to watch. And then they're going to try and land on the moon at the South Pole. No one's ever attempted that before, on the 24th of August. So it's about a month away, a little 6 weeks away. But, Gavin, the Russians say they plan to try and land at the South Pole of the moon on the 24th as well. So this is literally, you know, the grand national of spaceflight missions because India wants to try and beat Russia to the South Pole. And that would mean they beat everybody else because China wants to go there, Europe wants to go there, the Americans.
Why does India want to go to space?
Well, now, Gavin, this is really interesting. This country has been a space power for a very long time. And they want for two reasons. One, to demonstrate that they are a technologically advanced country, a huge one, of course. But also, space has been very important in India, particularly the weather satellites that they build and launch frequently. They have saved millions of lives with these weather satellites, which predict the huge monsoons coming in from the Bay of Bengal. They've saved millions of lives with the evacuations.
If India is joining the space race, are countries all doing their own thing or is this being coordinated?
Well, there is some cooperation. The Indians are flying some American instruments on this lander. The Russians aren't collaborating with many people right now for pretty obvious reasons. Yes. In fact, their mission is several years late because we, the Europeans, pulled out of a joint mission with them because of the invasion of Ukraine. So everybody's trying to get to the South Pole of the moon because they've discovered that there's water there. And if there's water, that means they can fuel their rockets and provide oxygen for breathing for their crews. So the South Pole of the Moon is the new Klondike.
Leo, always good to talk to you. Space expert Leo Enright there.